This is The Catch Up on Hit.
With Flick and Tim.
And tomorrow, not only is it a public holiday, it is for Bendigo Cup Day. It's on. It's back. 30 degrees. It's going to be beautiful. So if you're heading out to the races tomorrow, maybe you want to look your best.
You do.
Everyone does.
You always want to look your best. Now, I think women know. I don't know how you know. You just all seem to know what looks good. You know what to match with what. Women seem to dress up impeccably. For us blokes, we generally have like one suit that we own and we don't know what else to do with it. The fashions on the field is going down tomorrow. It's open for the blokes as well. And there are some huge prizes. If you are thinking of entering or if you just want to look your best, we've got Bert Schmidt, who is one of the judges for men's fashion on the field. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Very, very good, Bert. Have you judged before? Have you been a judge before?
I have judged last year, yes.
Excellent. So
this
is your return.
Yes.
Excellent.
This is my return.
Tell me, so last year, what was the big trend last year? What were you seeing a lot of in men's fashion on the fields?
We've seen a lot of jacket suits, chinos with blazers, a lot of accessories, hats. The hankies for the jacket pocket.
Lots of gold chains. Lots of bracelets, grills. Yes.
I think there's a different fashion on the field. So, Bert, what are you looking for tomorrow? What's going to set somebody apart?
Well, it's a whole package. We're looking for someone who's accessorized, who's got the whole picture. Whether he's wearing socks or not, as it is a bit of a trend to not to wear socks. we won't judge too harsh on that. Mm-hmm. But we're looking for someone who stands out a bit from the crowd. Nice suit, nice accessories, or chinos with blazer, has the look.
It's going to be a hot day tomorrow. I think for a lot of blokes, the top button being done up, the tie, it makes it so stuffy. Is the tie or the bow tie really necessary?
It's not necessary. It's certainly a good look at the races to have a tie or bow tie, mm-hmm. But it's not necessary. As I said, the chinos and the blazer is fine.
So the other thing, just going back a little bit, Bert, you were talking about the ankles and the socks and things.
Yes.
I've noticed a trend. It's guys like what would be the normal folded cuff and then they go like two or three more times. Have you? Extra folds. How do you sit? Where do you sit with that one, Bert?
How high should we be folding?
That's a good question. I've seen it too. I'm personally not a big fan of double or triple folding.
Triple fold.
Yes.
So, all right. So keep in mind tomorrow, if you're doing the cuff, maybe one's enough. Oh, it rhymes. Yes. It rhymes. Yes. There you go.
If you're
doing the cuff, maybe one's enough. All right, Bert. Well, all the best tomorrow. Fashion on the Fields for Bendigo Cup 2018. We look forward to seeing some winners as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, can't wait. Thanks so much. Bert Schmidt, one of the judges for Bendigo
men's fashion on the field,
which a bit gutted.
I'm sad I'm not allowed to enter because I'm one of the other judges' housemates. So anyway.
Injustice!